Any other comments about stimulation of new organizations?
If this would be the appropriate time, I would be interested in hearing a few words from folks in Kansas City, what the situation is there and how they felt and how they feel about the other organizations, if they are going to say anything during the meeting. Now, this is a prime example of the city, and I think it's right for an organization to hear the people who have been attending our meetings. Maybe they could say something to be a benefit.
Well, as president of one incorporated in Kansas City, as our as many of you know, this is a fledgling organization. In fact, it's very actually a matter of hours. And I would like to say right now that we do very much appreciate the fact that you have allowed us to sit in on the meeting. We didn't feel that we had the right, of course, to participate, which is the reason we kept silent. Because Kansas City, the people in Kansas City aren't known for keeping silent. We do speak out. I guess most of you have noticed last night, as in your tourist bars, that we do have quite a bit of freedom here in the bars. There are other areas in town that we do not have any more freedom than in the rest of you. We are harassed. We do have problems in communication. We have definite problems in communication. This is one of our main reasons, one of the reasons for forming, is that people in Kansas City, and maybe this is the same way all over, are not aware that of the organization, aware that anything exists beyond their next partner. And I don't think I lost my thought. I am not used to public addresses, and so it takes me time, but we're going to do it. We do appreciate the fact that you have allowed us to do this, to attend the meeting. We have come quite a week with perhaps more ideas, new ideas for us than maybe you organizations who have already encountered many of these problems. But we do have definite problems. We have definite plans and goals, and there are many of them are the same type of goals that all organizations, all these home fire organizations have. And we feel it's important to have sort of a bridge. We're forming one in Kansas City. We're calling for meetings, I think, 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks in St. Louis to try to form another organization of one. Now, but I want to go on record right now that I support one. It does not mean I do not support the other organizations, because I intend fully to cooperate with the other organizations, and I feel this is extremely important. I mean, all of the organizations should work together, and I don't think that one organization has the right to push their own organization without also pushing the entire homophile movement and making all of their members aware of all the other organizations. I think this is vitally important. And are there any questions?
An interrelated comment and question. I think in forming your group, you should sit down and very carefully outline for yourself just what the problems are of the homosexual community in Kansas City and form your organization, certainly initially, around those problems, so that in trying to get your people, you can speak in terms of addressing yourself to their problems. Now, my question is, can you give me some idea of what your problems are? I mean, I would just out of personal curiosity.
Definite problems. Well, first of all, our problem in communication.
Problems which affect the life of the homosexual in Kansas City.
Well, we're working on it. I'm sorry that we've had one meeting, and about We have, we have various areas in town that are controlled by police authorities. Areas that are open to the public. These areas are in all cities. They're open to the public. That homosexuals do meet other homosexuals, and it's beginning to be quite well known.
Talking about Cuba?
I thought, well, no, I thought, well, I mean, in specific public areas such as parks, such as places where the general population is allowed to go. They are up there specifically to patrol these areas to and arrest people. Well, not necessarily, but they arrest them with these small this is one area where we have a problem. Even though we do have freedom in bars, we do not have general freedom to move around town. Now, this is probably, maybe, statement made by several authorities in town that they would rather have it in one area, have it in the bars, than out in the street. But then we think that we demand the right to roam the streets where there are streets. As long as we're not breaking a specific law. I mean, I can walk downtown in an area that is known for cruising. We have the right around this area, too. And I feel I have the right to walk through there without a cop stopping me, which has been done, and asking me a bunch of stupid questions, which has been done, and accusing me of being a homosexual because I'm there. And I know for a fact that this has happened to straight people. Walking in this general area, this has happened to them too. So we do have problems. We have social service type of organization where we want to get into social service activities. But we have a lot of problems. We have the main problem is getting organized.
That's our problem too.
Okay.
This one was not.
What is the official name of your book?
It's One in Kansas City. One in Kansas City.
And the address?
One Commerce in Kansas City.
And the address?
The address is 1838 East 49th Street.
Is this an addendum?
What?
Zip code number?
Zip code 64130.
Is this an address you want publicized?
That's
a private home.
It is a private home. And where we're starting out now.
Is that an address that you would want us? I'm asking specifically, every month in Drum, whenever possible, we include a complete list of every organization. Irrespective of its merit, demerit, et cetera. Do you want that address listed as the, in print, as the home of, as the office for One in Kansas City?
Very definitely.
You do?
Very definitely, because we,
Are you aware of possible complications there?
Yes.
Fine.
You can receive mail there in the name of One in Kansas City.
Yes. Name of the chairman.
Is this Missouri?
This is Missouri.
Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Missouri.
Name of the chairman.
Missouri.
have been duly elected chairman of One in Kansas City.
What's your name?
And do I do speak for our group? My name is Drew Schaefer. Drew Robert Schaefer, S-H-A-F-E-R.
How do you spell Drew?
And Schaefer?
S-H-A-F-E-R.
Drew, you want the name used in print, though, do you?
I do not want my name used in print. I will have another name that I would use, but now, as far as your the organization in my name, this is perfectly okay. I mean, this is the same way with Jeff and writes to you and speak to you freely. I mean, when we get into the area where I will be communicating with groups in town and other groups under the name of One Incorporated, or One in Kansas City, then of course I'll have to use another name, maybe Mary or something.
That's already taken.
Thank you very much, Drew, for this comment. And we're glad you're here. We're glad you shared your city with us, and that you took us to as many places in town as we were physically able to stand up under.